Today's class will be given by His Gracious Shikshastra Kamplabhuji. And I hand over the call to Sita Priti Mataji to give a small introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Bhargavi Mataji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. So on behalf of Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, we welcome His Grace Shikshashtakam Prabhu. So just a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Attracting blooming flowers to Krishna conscious movement. His Grace Shikshashtakam Prabhuji was previously a fighter pilot and served the Indian Air Force for 7 years. Since 1998, he has been serving ISKCON as a full-time preacher. His knowledge of the Shastras and ability to explain the science behind the Vedic scriptures like Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita with ease has attracted youth to the Krishna conscious movement. He conducts several lifestyle management seminars in reputed educational institutes, corporate sectors and industries. These presentations are unique, having a dint of his wit and wisdom. As part of his preaching tour, he frequently visits many countries like UK, Europe, United States. He has conducted seminars in many reputed universities like New York, Columbia, Manchester, Cambridge, Liverpool and Penn State. He is the director of ISKCON Youth Forum and also the member of Temple Management Committee of ISKCON Nasik. So on behalf of Bhakti Sangha Group, we welcome His Grace Shikshashtakam Prabhuji. I myself have been following his classes, and his classes are pure nectar. Be in Hindi or English, they are filled with so many stories and so many analogies that I really love listening to them. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible enough? Is everyone able to hear me clearly?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji. It's fine. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time and association in this conference call. We all are really fortunate to have you on this call, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. You can take over, Prabhuji.
It's likewise. I'm feeling very honored. Thanks to Shyama Gauri Mataji, who was persistently following me up for this particular conference call lecture. My heartfelt thanks and gratitude unto her and to all of you for having me over here. And this is a bit unusual for me because I'm used to having audience in front of me always. And yes, I do give online classes. And somehow, you know, the situation all over the world is such that we only have this option now to associate with each other. So I guess we are taking the best use of the technology at our hand. I can really appreciate the enthusiasm of all of you, wherever you are. I don't know all of you. In fact, I might not have met any of you, but seeing your enthusiasm to come together, even though it's not like a regular conventional Bhagavatam class, but your enthusiasm is something which is giving me the enthusiasm to speak something about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So how much time do we have?
Prabhuji, you can speak for
Okay, so the words which was given to me, is it that like how we do at the temple, I recite and people follow, or I should just...
No, Prabhuji, nobody will follow, everybody will be on the mute. You just chant Mangala Charam and read the verse and start.
Okay. So I chant, I recite the shloka, the translation and the purport, right? Should I do that? Like I read
yes,
the entire
sir.
Purport? Or?
Okay. Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Ajnana Tinirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto. This particular chapter is entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, chapter 24. And we are on text 64. Correct? Am I right? 4.24.64? Okay.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Srishtam Swashakti Damanu Pravishta Chatur Vidham Puram Atman Shakena Atho Vidustam Purusham Santamantar Bhunte Rishikar Madhusara Dhamya. What to what translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srishtam, in the creation, Swashaktya, by our own potency, Idam, this cosmic manifestation, Anupravishta, entering afterwards, Chaturvidham, four kinds of, Puram, body, Atma Amshakena, by our own part and parcel, Atho, therefore, Vidu, no, Tam, him, Purusham, the enjoyer, Santam, existing, Anta, within, Bhunte, enjoy, Rishikai, by the senses, Madhu, sweetness, Sargham, honey, Yaha, one whom. Translation. My dear Lord, after creating by your own potencies, you enter within the creation in four kinds of forms. Being within the hearts of the living entities, you know them and know how they are enjoying their senses. The so-called happiness of this material creation is exactly like the bee's enjoyment of honey after it has been collected in the honeycomb. Purport. The material cosmic manifestation is an exhibition of the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because dull matter cannot work independently, the Lord Himself enters within this material creation in the form of a partial expansion, Paramatma. And He enters also by His separated parts and parcels, the living entities. In other words, both the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead enter into the material creation just to make it active. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.5, Aparayam itaskvanyam prakritim vidhine param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Besides this inferior nature, O mighty Amdarjan, there is a superior energy of mind which consists of all living entities who are struggling with the material nature and are sustaining the universe. Since the material world cannot work independently, the living entities enter into the material manifestation in four different types of body. The word Chaturvidham is significant in this world. There are four types of living entities born within this material world. Some are born by way of an embryo, Jarayuja, by way of egg, Andaja, perspiration, Shvedaja, and like the trees, by the way of seeds, Ubhija. Regardless of how these living entities appear, they are all busy in the pursuit of sense enjoyment. The materialistic scientist contention that living entities other than human beings have no soul is nullified herein. Whether they are born through an embryo, egg, perspiration, or seed, all living entities in the 84 lakh species of lives are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and each therefore is an individual spiritual spark and soul. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also remains within the heart of the living entity, regardless of whether the living entity is a man, animal, tree, germ, or microbe. The Lord resides in everyone's heart, and because all living entities who come to this material world do so in order to fulfill their desire for sense enjoyment, the Lord directs the living entities to enjoy their senses. Thus the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knows everyone's desires, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Remaining within the hearts of all living entities, the Lord bestows remembrance by which the living entities can enjoy certain things. Thus, the living entities create their enjoyable honeycomb and then enjoy them. The example of the bees is appropriate because when bees try to enjoy their honeycomb, they have to suffer the bites of other bees. Because bees bite one another when they enjoy honey, they are not exclusively enjoying the sweetness of the honey, but there is also suffering. In other words, the living entities are subjected to the pains and pleasures of material enjoyment, whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing their plans for sense enjoyment, is aloof from them. In the Upanishads, the example is given of two birds sitting on a tree. One bird, the jiva or living entity, is enjoying the fruits of that tree, and the other bird, Paramatma, is simply witnessing. In the Bhagavad Gita 13.23,